Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter Babul Walil Adil, the chapter on the just ruler. Just to recap, we were explaining that when a person is in a position of authority and now all the other rules, all the other regulations are subject to his authority, it becomes very easy for a person to abuse that authority that Allah Ta'ala has given him. So therefore, when a person that is in authority is a ruler, and then he is just, he doesn't abuse that position that he has got, there is great virtue for it. Because despite the fact that he is in that power where he can abuse that authority, this person maintains his justice, he maintains his fairness. Therefore in Islam, in Sharia, there is so much of virtue for a person that he is just and he is the ruler. So he's not just mentioned by chance, but because of the temptation of a person having all that power and all that authority, and yet he is fair, it is a sign that this person is now really in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of his actions. Like a person who is blessed with wealth, or is blessed with beauty, and is blessed with health. So he's got wealth, he's got health, he's got the beauty, everything. And now the temptation of the guna is there. He's got everything at his disposal, but yet he holds himself back. This is appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's in that position where he can abuse these things that he has got, his authority, his wealth, his health, his beauty, etc. But despite having these things, he holds himself back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this even more than a person who doesn't have this. Person who doesn't have health, he doesn't have beauty, he doesn't have wealth. And now he says he's maybe old and sickly. He says, I'm making sabr. That yes, that is appreciated by Allah ta'ala, but not as much as that young man. So today's hadith, last hadith, عن عياد بن حمار رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أهل الجنة ثلاثة ذو سلطان مقسط موفق ورجل رحيم رفيق القلب لكل ذي قربى ومسلم وعفيف متعفف ذو عيال. حضر عياد بن حمار رضي الله عنه narrated, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the inhabitants of Jannah, the inhabitants of paradise are three. Number one, a leader who is just and inspired to do good. One is, he is just, and from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala inspires a person to do good. We explained under this that Allah ta'ala has made it such for a person that is a believer, a person of taqwa, he is now and then inspired to do good deeds. So long as he takes care of that inspiration that is given, this inspiration is like a mehman, a nazuk mehman, a visitor that is given, a visitor that visits him, and that visitor is a very, so to speak, sensitive visitor. If he is obeyed and he is listened, when he gets that good inspiration and he acts upon that good inspiration, that visitor stays with him. And continuously this person gets that inspiration to do good. Continuously he gets that intuition to do good. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if he starts ignoring that intuition every now and then, good intuition from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will tell him to do something but he doesn't want to do it. Tell him, let's read your Quran, it is the time for you to read Quran, he doesn't listen. Or don't do this, don't go to this place, he doesn't listen. Encourages him to give sadaqah, for example, he doesn't. Then that visitor also that is sent by Allah ta'ala, that visitor leaves him and goes away. So therefore one way to keep good actions with us, give good intuition with us, good assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, is that when there is inspiration to do good, act upon the good. Inspiration is there to wake up for tahajjud salah, don't just ignore it. Wake up and make it a point. Person makes it a point, he brings it in his life, this intuition, this inspiration remains with him. And not only that, it becomes part of his tabiat and part of his adat to do good deeds, so long as he continues pushing himself to do good deeds, like we did in the hadith, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. That person who exerts himself to bring patience in his life, Allah will grant him that patience. Why? Because he made an effort to bring that patience in his life. So anyway, continuing with this hadith, وَرَجُلٌ رَحِيمٌ رَقِيقُ الْقَلْبِ لِكُلِّ ذِي قُرْبَى وَمُسْلِمٍ. That person who is a compassionate person, who is soft-hearted to all his relatives and Muslims. Person is soft-hearted, he's compassionate to all the Muslims and all his relatives. And the third category is عَفِيفٌ مُتَعَفِّفٌ ذُو عِيَالٍ. A person who is a chaste man, who does not beg despite having dependents. Despite having people that he has to support, family members that he has to support, despite that, this person doesn't go around begging. What we learn from here is begging also is not something that is encouraged in our deen. In our deen we are encouraged to give. In fact, as far as possible, in hadith mentions, muta'affifun, a person that he holds himself back. The desire is there to ask, but he doesn't ask for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, he restrains himself. Allah Ta'ala give us this quality. Unfortunately, we are living in a time and era where a person thinks that if I accept Islam now, I must start asking for handouts. This was not the condition of Sahaba. They actually accepted Islam and they would try and give, they would try and assist, and if they couldn't give, this they would see as a weakness in themselves, not that they needed to ask. They'll actually complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we can't catch up with the other wealthy Sahaba because of their good actions that they're doing. What is there for us so that we can also catch up with them as far as doing good actions is also a very good quality. Try not to ask for anything. Whatever it may be, if something we can do it ourselves, we should do it ourselves. Try and remain independent. That person who remains independent of people, Allah Ta'ala will make him independent. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.